Hi there, and welcome to Gems of Wisdom. Today our show theme is Mary Magdalene, and you are listening to the stories of Bridget's Place, a soul sanctuary for women who inspire the hearts, minds, and lives of women through art, charity, and community. Our guests today are Sandy Castillo and Sarah Gish, both co-chairs of the Many Faces of Mary Magdalene Festival, which kicks off July 7th. They will discuss the Mary Magdalene Art Show, which is so fabulous, the art show reception, and the highly anticipated featured event with Dr. Kayleen Asbow. The event is sponsored by the Christ Church Cathedral, the Yun Center, and, of course, by Bridget's Place. I'm Teresa Marone, your host, and I'll be welcoming my co-host, Lauren Santerre, at this time. How are you, Lauren?
Hi, Teresa. I'm doing so well today. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great, and we had a fabulous show with Dr. Kayleen Asbow last week, didn't we?
We did. It was just wonderful.
She has the ability to speak in picture stories better than any guest I've ever had on a podcast. Weren't you just like riveted by her description?
Yes, she's just lovely, and I really cannot wait until she comes to visit us in July.
Well, I think it's just a real get for you as executive director of Bridget's Place to be able to put all this together and culminating with one of the top facilitators of Mary Magdalene in the entire world visiting us here. And I know that the Yun Center is part of that as well and the Christ Church Cathedral, but the vision and the implementation of this vision is kind of resting on your shoulders. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. So we've really brought together quite a group of people who are working behind the scenes and, you know, in front of the scenes as well, like our guests today, Sandy Castillo and Sarah Gish, are co-chairs of the entire event, and they put on a fabulous event last night to bring some people in and educate everybody on what it is that we're doing. We're going to hear more about that from them later. But Lauren, I am always very anticipatory. Can't work that into a sentence very often, can you? Very anticipatory of your gem of the day. So do you want to just take it away?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And this week, I wanted to share something a little different. And I am been thinking a little bit about perspectives and views, and especially as Mary Magdalene is coming to our surface now and into our hearts and minds. The words window pane came to me, and so that's going to be our gem of the day today, is window pane. And I know you're sitting there thinking, what is she talking about?
Do you spell that P-A-I-N?
P-A-N-E, like a glass, like a window pane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
okay.
Window pane. I know. I always like to do something a little interesting, but so I began thinking about the theology behind a window pane, and this really came to me because I sit every day before the beginning of my day for some meditation and usually some sort of, you know, scripture reading or thought of the day and some journaling time. It's how I start my day every day. And I sit next to a window, and one morning I was looking at how the window pane, frames the outside world that I look at. And so I was looking at, you know, what can I see through this window pane? How does it frame the landscape outside? What am I seeing through this experience? And, you know, as I sit throughout the year, the landscape changes. There's trees outside, there's birds, there's, you know, grass, there's flowers, all these things kind of change. And we've been talking a lot about spring and what's coming and new life and all these things. And I started thinking about all the types of windows in the world, you know, and especially, of course, in our places of worship and all that kind of thing, what kind of windows frame the context and what are put in stained glass windows. I mean, there's so many kind of windows, right? But I started thinking about windows as symbolic to the perspective in our hearts. and the windows into our inner world. And, you know, I just started thinking about what do we allow to frame what's in our hearts. And so I just wanted to ask our listeners and ask you today, you know, what are you allowing to frame your inner world? How are you seeing what's happening in your life? Are you allowing things to put limitations on what's going on in your world, in your heart? Are you allowing yourself to be open to maybe what the universe is inviting you into, is asking you to accept? Are there new ways that you can be experiencing life? Are you asking for new relationships, for new opportunities in life? And so I invite you and I invite our listeners to look at different windows in stores and restaurants in your own house, and to just have that be a physical reminder as to, you know, what's happening in your inner world and what is the kind of the position of your own heart. And think about, you know, different ways that you can be in the world.
I think that's lovely. The idea of being able to look through a window and see the beautiful outside, but it's very protected. You know, the window protects the outside from coming in and the inside from coming out. And that might be part of your analogy is, you know, what are you too protective of or not protective enough of? Is that what you're asking about perspective?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Actually, I hadn't even thought about that. I think that's great.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about right now. Because
yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. I think it probably has a lot of different meanings for different people. And, you know, mine was pretty simplistic. It was just the thought of there are things that I can see through my window and there are things that I cannot see, right? And so I started thinking about how do I limit myself in life, you know? And things that I can't see sometimes limit me, you know? And so I just thought we should take a few minutes and just maybe think about how can we expand our vision and how can we expand our thoughts and what does that look like? You know, what are our meditative practices? What are our prayer practices? What are our physical body practices, you know, that allow us to expand our vision, you know, because I think we all get so kind of stuck in our one way of doing things that we miss out on things in life because we forget maybe there's another way or there's another avenue to do something. And, you know, I just invite people to be open to something new, you know, because I think that God or divine source or the universe really wants to bless us and to give us new ways of doing things. And so that was kind of what it meant to me. But I love your analogy, too.
Well, I thank you. I think that attending events like the one that we've got July 24th and 25th with Dr. Kayleen Asbo is such a multi-sense. It's music, it's art, it's words, it's thought types, it's archetypes. I think attending events like that is where you can really put into practice the art of thinking in a new way. And I really had no idea what she had in mind, you know, before our interview with her last week, our last show in Gems of Wisdom. But she was describing how she had handpicked art, pictures she's taken from all over the world, sacred sites that she is a renowned facilitator for, and how she's put them together with this historical music that is the same type of music that you might have heard in the time that this art was created. And, you know, it just sounds like such an amazing journey within, you know, and that kind of is what I feel that you're describing now, is that we all owe it to ourselves to take those journeys within, whether that be a daily meditation or giving yourself the treat of doing something with someone like this this creature that has spent her whole life finding these images and this music and everything. So, you know, that's really a very special event.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that, you know, one of the beautiful things that she was talking about with Mary Magdalene is, you know, Mary Magdalene had a complete kind of literally shift, revelation, you know, revolution of her whole existence when she meets Jesus. So when she, you know, has this life-altering relationship, encounter with Jesus. And, you know, her whole world changes. I mean, her whole perspective on life changes. And not only once, you know, when she meets him for the first time, but you know, probably many times over, but then especially when she sees Christ resurrected, you know, and she is the one who's given this ultimate powerful sort of experience and opportunity to go and share the news with the rest of his followers that he has in fact risen. And
it's a powerful
thing. Yeah, I mean, it's this huge thing, you know, so talk about someone being utterly open, you know, to what life might bring you. And I just love that about Mary Magdalene. And I think that's something that, you know, she's kind of our ultimate example of how to be open to a new perspective.
Well, let's bring our guest on because I'm anxious to hear what they have to say on these same things. So our guests today, Sandy Castillo and Sarah Gish, we're going to bring them on as co-chairs of the Many Faces of Mary Magdalene Festival, which kicks off July 7th. So, Sarah, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us on. I'm excited to be on your show again.
Oh, thanks, Sarah. And, you know, our listeners will remember Sarah Gish. You've been on Gems of Wisdom 3 or 4 times, and you always bring such beautiful insight. But didn't you feel that the party last night went amazingly?
Oh, I thought it was so much fun. And the thing that I left with after that party was just that it was a gathering of friends, either friends that I knew already or friends that I just made last night. And it just felt like, you know, we should all go to summer camp together or something because it was just a wonderful feeling. It
well,
was great. And
Sandy,
I think that's what Mary Magdalene.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But let me bring Sandy Castillo on now. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Teresa. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I have
some
questions.
Last night was fantastic. Sorry.
Well, it was, and I have some questions I'm going to ask both of you. I'll start with Sandy, just about the type of people that are drawn to events like this and the type of experience that you can have from volunteering, getting involved in the community, and putting some energy behind creating an event like this. So, Sandy, I know that you've this is not your first event, absolutely, but it's the first event that I've done with you and the first event that that you might have. I mean, I'm asking, have you done one for Mary Magdalene before?
You know, I have not, but the reason I was inspired to join Sarah's, you know, gracious offer to co-chair was that I was personally inspired by both Dorothy Gibbons and Betty Adams. So I've been working with both of them and done events with them and read books with them and done so many things over the past couple of years that they are really true inspirational mentors and leaders that I believe in. And so when this position was available, I thought absolutely, because it'd be really fun to work on something as I think so meaningful to the rest of Houston. And I kind of feel like the right people get kind of drawn and pulled together. And it is, like Sarah said, I really want to go to summer camp with everybody because it was so fun. I didn't want anything to end last night, but and that's what's so great about this is that it's going to continue, you know, for the next couple of months until our big workshop happens and then continuing from then on. Hopefully that'll inspire other projects and continuing events.
Yes, I think that that's a great way to think about it. Now, Sarah, what type of people do you feel are drawn into events like this? And what type of people do you feel are the kind of people that jump in and say, yeah, I want to get involved in this event. I want to volunteer.
Well, I think that I just look at, you know, I always think about when I'm marketing, who's, you know, who's the best customer, and I always end up saying it's myself, you know, a person like me. So I think it's people who are interested in spiritual, you know, spiritual life. And so when you say Mary Magdalene, everybody knows her from the Bible, so they know it's not going to be just, you know, an ordinary event. And I think it's people that are open-minded because they understand, you know, when you have a title like Reimagining Mary Magdalene, which is the title of our art show, that it's not going to be, you know, the Mary Magdalene that we know as a prostitute. So I think the people that are involved with this are people that want to make a change. I have found that it's many strong women. That's really what seemed to come to us, are strong women, interesting women, spiritual women. And it's been great not only just meeting the women, you know, that came last night and the women that are on the Bridget's Place mailing list and all that, but just working with our core committee, you know, it's a great group of women, and I love getting to know them better. And we start out every meeting with a reading from Mary Magdalene, or, you know, kind of like a little prayer. And she's got some beautiful writings. People have written beautiful things about her. And the whole thing about Mary Magdalene is that she's about going within, which is what you guys were talking about, what Kayleen said. And so it's also women who are not afraid to look within themselves.
Yeah, you know, that's beautiful. That's great. And I liked something that Sandy was saying last night. And that, actually, I believe Dorothy said something about it, Dorothy Gibbons, and then Sandy reiterated it. And Sandy, I want you to share your thoughts on this with the listeners. I'll remind you what I'm talking about is that what happened to Mary Magdalene about being represented in maybe a harsh way when that wasn't completely the truth could happen to any of us. And that's what resonates with today's woman. So can you talk just a little bit to our listeners about that aspect of the festival?
Absolutely. And first I want to say, Sarah, you're right dead on about the type of people that are coming. And that also ties in with your question, because these strong type of leader type women who are kind of a force within themselves and are very drawn and inspired and inspire other people, I kind of feel like sometimes they become a moving target. They become a target within just the world, because there's a lot of just complacency, and I'll just go out and say that. There's a lot of just status quo. There's a lot of humdrum, here we go. And then there's people like Mary Magdalene and like our committee and like Dorothy and Betty who are like, well, let's change things. That wasn't right. You know, that's not true. And so myself and everyone else, we totally support education. You know, what is the truth? What really happened? And who said that? Because if you said something happened and it didn't really happen, it could become a rumor, you know, and it could tar, it could, you know, mislead, it could misrepresent people. And I think even as women, we get misrepresented within the community, you know, within a work group or a committee or something like that, when people, like Sarah said, we're still getting to know each other, too. So we're working with each other, and we're getting to know each other. And in an aspect, we're getting to trust each other so that we can, you know, we have these great ideas. Who can we hand these things off to? Who's the best person to do this? And coming together and working as a work group really brings out the best in people, because I feel that, you know, each person alone is really great at certain things. But when you come together, there's a synchronicity and there's this energy that comes in Mary Magdalene-wise that kind of promotes things to a different level. It's almost like a big mastermind, because we don't have the answers ourselves until we get together and within a great intention and we say, what would work? You know, what would be the best thing? And so a lot of times, even last night's kickoff was an exercise and a mastermind, because we were like, we need something. We need to kick this thing off. We need to, you know, get the information out there. And I even said, nobody knows what we're doing. We're in this cute little meeting, you know, once a month making all these plans, but nobody knows yet. We've got to start sharing more. And people want to see you, you know. And like Sarah said, too, it's about people just like us, because everybody's just like us, you know. We're 99.9% the same, rather than different, and a lot of times people feel isolated or they feel like they're different, but we're so similar. So I think coming together and promoting education so people can make up their own mind with the right information, it kind of helps fill this not void, but just kind of helps them from within to kind of blossom into new perspectives and new ideas that have to be felt. And so being around all these other women will be, I think it's going to be a beautiful experience when we all get together.
Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. I think that was very well put. And Sarah, I want to turn it back to you a little bit because I have spoken with Sarah, I'll just share this with everyone, on many occasions that there's always a higher power working within the context of a group. And I was wanting to ask you, Sarah, if you felt the archetype of Mary Magdalene working some magic on the beauty of the connections that we were making last night and the asking of the group to share that connection with the greater group of connections that can work its way out through the city and within our community. Did you feel that presence last night?
You know, it's funny that you say that. You must be a mind reader, because I was thinking that's one thing we really need to stress, is that it feels like we've all remarked on that it feels like Mary Magdalene is working within us and through us. And, you know, I have a revolutionary kind of wild statement I'm going to say right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is that people talk a lot about the second coming, okay? And to me, the second coming is the feminine divine. And so I feel like Mary Magdalene and Jesus, now, personally, I believe they were married. Betty Adams does not believe that. But I feel like it's at least, you know, she was a special person with Jesus. And so I think she's saying, and Dorothy and I were talking about that last night, and she said, you know, Mary Magdalene could not reemerge as a force until now, because there's like a tipping point of women that are behind this. You know, if she had reemerged, let's say, in the 1950s, you know, that wouldn't have worked. But she is reemerging now at a perfect time when there are just, you know, tons and tons of women just, you know, ready for a sea change of women's power and empowering. And there's just, you know, everywhere you turn, there's conversation about, you know, what's happening with women writers. We talked about that on Friday night. You know, I just read something last night about women filmmakers. You know, it's still, you know, there are not enough films made, you know, with women, by women. I was reading something about Reese Witherspoon getting frustrated by that, and so she started her own production company. I mean, there's just this huge movement going on, and I definitely feel that Mary Magdalene is at the forefront of this, her spirit itself. And, you know, people can believe that or not believe that, but just I know within our little core group of five or six people that have been doing these lovely meetings once a month that we all, you know, we have faced, you know, life situations and, oh, I'm too tired to do that, or, oh, I didn't, you know, wasn't able to go because of, you know, yada, yada. And it all has been just running really smoothly in spite of ourselves. And I feel like that is the power of the spirit for sure, helping
so
us out.
So you did feel her presence last night.
Heck yeah. She was sidling up to the bar.
Heck
yeah.
And, you know, when I think about that question, go ahead, honey. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say really quick, when I think about Mary Magdalene, I do not think about the penitent prostitute. I think about this beautiful woman with flowing hair that has, you know, money. I mean, she helped fund Jesus's ministry, that is, you know, very strong, kind of fun, you know, just a very vibrant, lively person. And, you know, and there's a lot of information about her going to France afterwards, you know, riding on a ship and, you know, yada, yada, crossing the ocean into France. And so I think Mary Magdalene just had a great time in France. And that's where, you know, Kayleen goes and does all her research. But, yeah, I definitely, and I'm grateful for that. I know Sandy is too, because we're both, sometimes we look at ourselves like, how are we going to get all this done? You know, how is this all going to work? And it just does. And it's great.
Yes, it does. And Lauren, I'm going to throw the ball to Sandy one more time, and then I'm going to come to you to talk about the art, submitting art to our show. So I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up that that's the next little piece of the puzzle for our show today. But Sandy, I wanted to ask you, I wanted you to do a little bit of a shout out to our listeners today and let them know what exactly is the takeaway for people attending the festival. There's many aspects of the festival, the art show reception, the reception for Dr. Asbo at the Jung Center, and then, of course, our featured workshop. But what would you say are like the top three takeaways for people attending and supporting this event?
That is a great question. What I would say is this Mary Magdalene spirit and this divine feminine that's showing up in different places in different ways all over the globe is a group consciousness. And I'm even just on the news, I was just watching CNN about how we're more and more, the Vatican has actually now made a presentation about the fact that women need to be paid the same as men, that we're making, I think, 78 cents here in the States as compared to men are making 100%. So more and more, more women all over the globe are finding this resource that's within. And that's what Mary Magdalene teaches you, is that it comes from within. And so as, you know, human beings, we have to learn and teach, and we have to educate each other and teach each other. We need to see it. We need to feel it. We need to taste it, you know, to really embody that spirit. And we have that spirit. And so I think the biggest three giveaways is that, you know, we embody that spirit. And within the home, you know, unit, I want to call it, I mean, we are that woman, you know, and we can help our families, help our communities, help our children, our friends, our sisters, our mothers, you know, really reach for something different and do something different and be who we're supposed to be, you know, and really kind of push our boundaries and, you know, speak our minds. And so I believe in that global consciousness that's happening within people every day. I mean, that's what I do too. I help people get themselves out of their own way a lot of times. So I think the top three is really to be able to, you know, experience kind of a group conscious movement together, because we're going to be learning together and doing activities together. So Friday night is from 7 to 9. We're really a meet and greet, get to see Kayleen, you know, get together and kind of forge some relationships and feel more comfortable about coming in on Saturday, because they're going to spend the whole day together going through her activities and her education and the music and even the labyrinth that evening. And so it's just going to be a beautiful weekend together. So one is going to be, I feel the biggest one is really inspiration for your own self, for your own life, which in turn, because we're women, affects so many people in our area connected to us. And number two would just be friendship. You know, you have a lot of times I find people don't have other people to talk with about these kind of subjects. And so you're going to meet so many people who are right there with you, you know, and it's so different when you talk to people who don't understand what's going on with you, or they look at you and they're like, what are you talking about? Mary Magdalene, what are you talking about? Or even like your boss who's not paying you 100%. So it's going to be about friendships. And number three, it's just going to be about, you know, being able to tap into that. So when you go home, it's not over, you know, it's just a start. And it's about, you know, what are you going to do with that spirit within that's, you know, urging you to do certain things? Maybe you feel more confident and more determined to make a change in your life. So I just think it's going to be very life-changing for everyone.
Thank you, Sandy. I think you're right. And, thank you once again for being on Gems of Wisdom today. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Pat and Sarah, thank you for being the co-chair and part of this great event. And thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. I'm loving it. It's great.
All right. So, Lauren, that was a really good example of your window pane, wasn't it? Our conversation today really kind of framed the inner work that we're doing?
Yes, indeed, absolutely.
So let's share with the listeners what they need to do to get some art submitted to be in this amazing art show that you are putting together.
Yes, well, we would love for you to submit your art pieces if you are a wonderful artist who would like to represent what Mary Magdalene means to you. We have an art show submission process going on until June 1st, and just go to our website, www.bridgesplace.org, and there is a tab under upcoming events for the Mary Magdalene Art Show. If you click on that, you can find out all the information there, and please submit art to us. We would love to have your piece for the show.
And how much does it cost to submit?
It is $25 for an entry into the show. And we do have grand prizes, so we would love to give those away to the top winners. We have a $500 grand prize, a $300 prize, and a $200 prize.
And how many pieces are you going to hold it down to?
Yes, we are. We will have 24 artists who will show in the show for all the month of July. Yes, so very exciting.
And you know what I heard last night? I heard Dorothy Gibbons saying that the art usually sells. So that if you have any hesitation, that this might be a great art show for you. And what we want you to do is reimagine or re-image what Mary Magdalene looks like to you. So that could be so many things, so many different things, but it does have to be two-dimensional. I wanted to say that. Right,
yes.
Lauren?
Yes, has to be able to hang on the wall.
So are you going to be submitting art for that?
Me personally?
Yes.
No, I will not be submitting art. But I am enjoying
I've heard you say a couple of times you are not an artist.
I am not an artist in that form. I have told everyone I am very good at decorating tables.
So we will not be seeing your original work hanging on the wall.
No. But we have had some amazing pieces come in, so we would love to see more.
Okay, very good. So it looks like we've made it through another Gems of Wisdom, Lauren. And I did want to remind our listeners that we feature women in the arts who nurture creative and abundant living for all religion, all communities, and all forms of spirituality. So be sure to tune in for the Stories of Bridget's Place once a week with myself, Teresa Marone, and my co-host, Lauren Santerre. And you can find us and our archives at bridgesplace.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa.